Those are a list of things we're not to do. Under a new covenant, the Ten Commandments have been fulfilled in Jesus and set aside. Why? Because we now have a new law of liberty. A law that gives freedom. A law that doesn't constrain you by 10 items. Now, the law of liberty will fulfill those 10 items, but the one who communicates is the Spirit that lives within you. Do you know that you can keep the Ten Commandments and still be a jerk? You can. But when we have the Holy Spirit within us, the Holy Spirit says, don't act that way. That's the law that gives freedom. What's the law? Love the Lord your God with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength, and love your neighbor as ourselves. The Holy Spirit and the life and example of Jesus can give us new ways to fulfill that law. God says, here's my commands. See, I want you to see this way, please. And know how this smacks in the face of being slow to hear, quick to speak, and quick to become angry. Are you seeing? Are you getting this? I said that because I want you to see the connection. The law that gives liberty says, love God, love others, love yourself. Now, have fun. Go at it. Well, Lord, what do I do to love my neighbor? Well, what does the Spirit say? What's your neighbor need? What do you need? You've got the freedom to go fulfill those two commandments in any way you are led by the Spirit to do it. That's the law that gives freedom. That's what we need. Because the Spirit doesn't want you to be quick to anger. The Spirit doesn't want you to be, did I say that right? Yeah. Quick to speak or slow to listen. Spirit doesn't want that. Spirit wants us to hear. To maybe sometimes keep our mouth shut. I got a situation not in my family life right now that the person wouldn't have the problem they're having if they just kept their mouth shut. But we look into this law. Here's what I want you to do. I want you to go through your life this week, and I want you to think those two commands, love the Lord God with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength, love a neighbor as yourself. And I want you to take those three individuals. You know who those three individuals are? God, the person you're with, and you. You know, sometimes we have problems loving others because we just can't love ourselves. That's a whole nother sermon. But the fact is, how we go through this week, let's look. Here's what we need to do. Rather than thinking, why did you put that on my mind? Rather than thinking, how do they break the law that I've heard? How can I keep the law that gives liberty in your life by loving you? I don't think on that for a while. Ooh, well, that may have some ramifications. Turn to Galatians. I'm almost done. I know some of you are saying, you keep saying that kind of stuff, I wish you'd have been done 15 minutes ago. I'm gonna take a nap today. No, I can't. Claire's. By the way, my granddaughter is amazing in this frog and toad play in Ponca. I'm sorry, I'm partial. Galatians chapter 5, verse 13. I love this. It's the reason it takes a little bit to read this, but it's what we're going to do. Galatians chapter 5, beginning of verse 13. You were called to freedom, brothers and sisters. Only do not use the freedom as an opportunity to indulge in the flesh. That's the filthiness and the excess evil that we talked about. But through love, serve one another. For the whole law can be summed up in a single command. You must love your neighbor as yourself. However, if you continually bite and devour one another, beware that you might be consumed by one another. Somebody know what's going to happen in our world if we don't stop this? Going to be consumed by one another. Not going to be a pretty picture. Look down. Look down a little farther. Excuse me. Oh, no, we got it. I'm sorry. Verse 16. But I say, live by the Spirit, and that's what we're talking about. Live by the Spirit, and you will not carry out the desires of the flesh. For the flesh has desires that are opposed to the Spirit, and the Spirit have desires that are opposed to the flesh. They're in opposition to each other, so that you cannot do what you want. Anybody ever been there? But if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the law. Ten Commandments there. But you are under the royal law that gives freedom. Verse 22, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, gentleness. Oops, let me back up. I got reading a little too quick and my eyes and my tongue were not together. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. It's not, self-control doesn't come at the end because it's the little one we don't have to worry much about. It comes at the end because it's how we're going to do the other ones. Self-control. Against such things, there is no law. Lord, I just want to know what to do. What do I do? Because I just want to know what to do. Well, here's my commands. Go figure it out. Go get to know somebody. Find out what they need and love them. Help their need. You have the freedom to do that. I'm just going to say this. You can think about this. How would you enjoy the life of the Pharisee has to be pretty rough. Because they're busy running around making sure everybody else got their life straight. You know? What would happen if we were those who were like Jesus, ran around and figured out how we could love folks? How we could minister to their needs? How we can help them? How we can speak good, redemptive words in their life, not cursing words. So, where's all this lead? Excuse me, let's go back to James. Do you get what I'm saying? If we spend more time trying to figure out how we can bless others and love others, we're going to get along better. To do that, you have to be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to anger. Verse 25, for the one who peers in the perfect law of liberty fixes his attention there and does not become a forgetful listener. Okay? I tell you, the people that come on Wednesday nights and we talk about my sermons again remember some of that stuff. Can I hear an amen from somebody who comes on Wednesday night? Verse 26, if someone thinks you're religious, but yet your tongue is loose and it's saying all kinds of stuff, but they do not bridle their tongue, they deceive their heart, and your religion is futile. Can I give you a little hint? How do I know I'm not lingering at the mirror of the word very long? What's coming out of your life? What are you saying? How are you acting? What are you living like? That speaks volumes. And here's where we're going. Here's where we're going. Because pure and undefiled religion before God the Father is this: to care for the orphans and widows in their adversity and to keep oneself unstained by the world. What are we being called to? To love in a way that those who are on the outside can know who Jesus is and who God is because of the way we live our lives. So what James is saying to people in a culture that's not conducive of your faith, show them that Jesus is life. Amen? How do we do that? James just gave us the answer here. We could linger in there or we could go, good sermon, Pastor, and go home. See, I'm going to close with this story. I shared this with, I think it was Wednesday night I shared this. There is an early church father. His name is Justin Martyr. Justin Martyr was a lawyer, a very skilled lawyer for Rome. And as he lived his life, because Christianity began to be persecuted, they were scattered, Justin Martyr's life was involved with Christians. Remember, he was a lawyer. do something wrong, you got to go to court. You know, you deal with lawyers, you deal with all that kind of stuff. And so Justin Martyr was a Roman lawyer. And from the way we understand it, he began to have to deal with these Christians, the Christ ones, the followers of Jesus. But there was something that he noticed. He noticed that they loved people, even the ones that were cutting their heads off and crucifying them. They loved people. They took care of the widows and orphans. A lot of times what would happen in Roman culture, if you were on the outside, you were not accepted, you were not loved, you were not a part of the culture, and you died, they just throw you out on the side road. The Christians would go get those bodies and have a Christian burial. They would take care of the babies who were born that were just thrown out into that pile. They were different. And Justin Martyr started watching this. Long story short, Justin Martyr became a follower of Jesus Christ because of the way Christians were living. James is writing people who are living in a culture that they don't agree with. But rather, oh Lord, help me say this. Rather than fight the culture in anger, because the anger of man does not accomplish this. Rather than fight the culture with anger, they loved, and loved covered a multitude of sins. Why? You say, well, they quote that scripture when they're just not going to talk. No. Love covers a multitude of sins because when a person whose love comes to Jesus, the sins are forgiven. That's covered by love. I just wonder. I know I think too much like this. I just wonder what would happen if we just started loving people. You know, started living the life of Jesus with people. I mean, there's stuff going on now that I don't even want to get into some of the stuff. What's going on within the church? I think we need to be very careful how we live. I think we need to be known for love. We need to be known for care. We need to be known for help rather than, I think we even need to be known for listening rather than anger and hate and condemnation. I think that's what James is getting to. You're in this culture, it's different from you. So be different. And let them see what the kingdom is really like. Let's pray. Father, I know this morning I've gone too long. I've gone too deep into things, but Lord, I pray that that you can take these words, that we can linger with them in front of the mirror. And the message that you're trying to speak to us, that we can humbly welcome that message that can save our souls. Father, I know there's a lot of stuff we talk about. But I pray that your Holy Spirit would take something that was said or read and that we can live that out this week, that we could not just be hearers, but we could do something with what we hear. And when that happens, we will not be deceiving ourselves. We will be reaching a world that needs to know you. Father, help me. Pray this for us, but Lord, pray that for me. I want to welcome this message. So, Father, you have given us your Spirit. Spirit, you have freedom within us to work and do and call us to be like Jesus. So, Lord, as we look into the mirror of Jesus' life, may we have and know your Spirit's guidance as you bring us to be more like him. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.